let through, they usually still trash the place. So what you're saying is that this attracts a completely different demographic. Some of that is probably the communities you're operating in. I don't think we're going to have much time to get very deeply into that. Obviously, there's a lot of legal, regulatory, and compliance issues that you've got to look at. Obviously, the wrong town is going to shut you down if you don't. And this is one of the things you talk about. You have to go and do your homework, whether it's Airbnb, short-term rental, whether it's co-living, residential, senior living, all these things. Anytime you're trying to do something that's a little bit off of the mainstream, you really have to go and look very seriously at that. But at the same time, hey, if you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to get the results everybody else gets. And I thought the question you were going to ask me a minute ago was, what do you expect the average single-family rental gets each month? Cash flow of $100 to $200. Yeah, that's about right.